What's going on, everybody? It's AJ. I wanted to give you guys an update about stuff that's been going on. If you haven't seen the Facebook post, a lot's been going on in my personal life. With my mother passing away very suddenly and very unexpectedly, there was absolutely nothing wrong with her. And health-wise, and it's still very raw, still very fresh. So my siblings and I have been dealing with that, and going through the motions and stuff like that. But I wanted to update everybody about the show going further. We're gonna be taking a hiatus, a very long one this time. With everything that's been going on, it's just made me realize that, I've been, I don't know, I've been putting way too much time, creatively into stuff that I'm not getting a lot back from. And that's okay. It's not to say anything against like my listeners or my viewers or anything like that. For those that don't know, the podcast itself, this started out back in 2020, right at the beginning of the pandemic, as a way for me to open up about my mental illness with depression and anxiety and stuff like that, as well as interviewing guests, talking about their lives and their struggles and stuff like that. And that was the whole premise with the roads we've traveled. But between the interviewing, the audio editing, the video editing, the teaser clips that go up on social media, the posting, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, booking guests, I do it all myself. And I don't have a team or anything like that. And for those that don't know or whatnot, I work two jobs on top of it. So my weekends were solely towards editing and streaming and stuff like that. So it was difficult for a while, but I enjoyed doing it. And now with my mother passing away, I'm realizing that I'm not living enough because I want to travel more. I want to do more. And as we've talked about tons of times on this show, that if you're not doing something, or if you're struggling mentally because you're not where you want to be and you're not doing what you want to do, then you need to figure stuff out and do it. And that's what I'm doing right now. I just want to say that I loved doing this show, and this might not be the end. It may come back someday. When I don't know. But for right now, it needs to lay to rest for now. I'm not going to be completely out of content creation. I'm still going to stream on the weekends, maybe not every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights like I used to. I've also got other projects going on that I'm working with a team on. So, I mean, it's not roads we've traveled, but it's stuff that I am being a, that I am a part of that's happening currently, like with Not Another Roundtable podcast. There are two episodes out. I don't know when another one's going to be recorded because, again, I'm dealing with a lot of grief right now and stuff like that. So, but I also have a project in the works, which you heard on this show with Chris Millay. With a Dungeons and Dragons style podcast. And with that one again, I'm a part of a team where everything's not going to be on my shoulders. So, 'cause Chris is an audio engineer and a visual designer. We've also got my friend Nob, who's also an audio editor, and myself and one of my other friends who's going to be on the show are graphic artists. So that takes a lot of stress off of my shoulders doing everything. When I know I'm working with people who know exactly how things need to be done and done correctly. So instead of just me stressing about getting stuff out on time. So And that was already in the works way before any of this happened, with my mother passing away and stuff like that. So I just want you all to know that it's not that I'm just prioritizing now, like what I feel direction I want to go in, where I need to focus my attention for now, and where to go from there, and also focus on my own happiness too, because I mean, besides dealing with the fact that I can't talk or see my mother ever again, and dealing with all that grief, and I've got to be there for my family too, and I haven't been there as much as I should have been. So, and that's where my priorities need to go. So, you know, I'm sorry that we were just hit the ground running with season 3, and you know, life happens. Life keeps on happening, and it keeps on changing, and that's something that's not in our control at all, and we just need to learn to deal with it and adapt and go with it. And it's still very raw for me right now, with my mom. And you know, I for any friends that are listening right now, I just want to say thank you for reaching out and being there for me and my siblings and my niece and my nephew, and my dad. We really appreciated it. We love you all very much, and thank you for being there. But yeah, as far as the roads we've traveled, like I said, this needs to lay to rest for now. I need to focus on my own happiness and what direction I'm going in. You know, I do encourage anyone that has listened to the show that is dealing with mental illness, like I've said in many episodes, you know, you're not alone. You can get help. Talk to somebody, reach out. It's not a burden on anyone that cares about you, trust me. And you know, as a famous quote from Marcus Parks, another famous podcaster, last podcast on the left, shout out to Marcus Parks. I think I said Parkus before, I apologize. I'm just so shot right now, but it's Marcus Parks. Mental illness is not your fault, but it is your responsibility. And I firmly believe in that. So if you are struggling, get help, reach out, talk to someone, talk to a therapist. And if you know someone who's struggling, reach out, see what's up. You know, you could save someone's life doing that. So, much love to you all. And, I will post all my content, down the road when it gets going, with the D&D podcast on the Roads We've Traveled Facebook page. And check out, you know, Not Another Roundtable. We've got 2 episodes. I don't know when the next one's going to be out, but we haven't recorded anything yet. So, and still, you know, follow me on Twitch. I'd appreciate it. So, all right, everyone. Thank you very, very much. Much love to you all. Thank you all for the kind words and the support over the last few years. I'm really sorry, but I got to do me now. You know what I mean? And I'll see you all again soon. All right.